This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. Life can often be painful, but what is the difference between the usual emotional bumps and bruises and mental illness? Well, it's a lot like the difference between a cut on your hand and when that cut gets infected. A lot of people are very emotional, which erroneously leads some of them to believe they're crazy. But here's a thought to settle your mind. Feeling badly, even if it's for a long period of time, is expected if there's a justified reason for it. In other words, we're feeling normal under abnormal and painful circumstances. Victims of abuse, prisoners of war, survival of a natural or unnatural disaster, and unavoidably unemployed people will understandably feel badly. In fact, it might be considered abnormal if they didn't. But mental illness can best be described as a partial or a total disconnection from reality. If you or someone you know is constantly frightened of the dark, for example, well, this is cause for concern. The same can be said of wide open spaces, heights, or certain colors. And that seems to be the key. If you find that you're feeling excessively anxious under certain circumstances, ask yourself if your fear is reasonable. You can ask yourself if the feared object or situation can actually hurt you. A fear of fire may be quite justifiable because one can easily be hurt or killed. But a pervasive and excessive fear of a certain number, known as arithmophobia, is worth examining. This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.